I won't ask you how many more times you might call.
I'd rather get under the table. Patricia said get under the table.
Yeah, because we do have two other topics we need to vote on yet today. Okay, so Board Member Gunther, is there something you're bringing us as a result of you having a caucus?
Proceed.
Thank you. All right. So let me suggest this, that we go right into, Patricia, can you bring up motion number two? All right, and what I'd like to do, and I'm just going to lead off since I wrote most of these, so I move the Forest Practices Board direct the Adaptive Management Administrator to facilitate gathering of Eastern Washington data and work with the science panel to incorporate this data into the analyses to determine PHBs. Can you go up to Eastern Washington and amend that to say Eastern Washington and those areas up on the second line, please? Eastern Washington and those areas of Western Washington not represented, or something like that. I don't know whether we want to use ecoregions or not. That I will take a friendly amendment there, but in my look at the data on that statewide map is there was a bunch of data up in Northwest, and there was a bunch of data down in Southwest Washington, and there was very little in Central Cascades or in the Olympics as far as West Side data. So that's what I'm trying to capture, is that the focus of any additional data gathering would be Eastern Washington and those areas of Western Washington not represented currently. I'm not going to put any criteria around that. I think that's up to the science panel to do that. Adaptive Management Administrator must work with the panel to identify the QAQC criteria for the data and coordinate the compilation of the data. From a random sample of the approved WTMFs, period. Let's put a period after that. Right, after WTMFs, which stands for water type modification forms. All stakeholders are invited to participate in the collation of the data. And let's not deal with that second paragraph at this time. Let me suggest that. Just cross that out. Do I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you, Board Member Balish. Discussion. Hearing no discussion. Ooh. I was all ready to go.
Sorry. So would it be unrealistic, and Hans especially, you can answer this, to add after, so the sentence that says, the AMP must work with the panel to identify QA and QC criteria for the data and coordinate the compilation of the data for a random sample of existing approved WTMFs, to add or other appropriate sources of data. And I'm trying to get at Board Member Herrera's point and some of the public comment we heard that there might be useful data in other places. And so I'm not demanding, but that you consider other appropriate sources of data. So realistic, and then other board members can say.
I would consider that a friendly amendment, okay. Provided no, everybody understands the science panel will set the criteria of what that data has to look like.
Yes. Yeah.
Where's my second?
Are you okay with that friendly amendment?
Yes.
Discussion.
So you indicated that the science panel will set the criteria. And I mentioned this morning, the criteria that was set for the work that has been done to this point, I think needs to be adhered to for future criteria.
Well, let's ask Hans. Hans, do you see any change to the existing criteria based on the analysis that's already been done?
There were some criteria that we had asked for that weren't included in that data set, including the lat-long coordinates, so we could get a sense of elevation and how the point's represented, rather than a square mile, which could mean a whole bunch of different things. And so there would be some additional criteria that we've asked for in the past, we would continue to ask for moving forward. And if we use the approved water type mods, then we have access to that particular data that we think is valuable for this exercise.
You okay with that?
I have another question.
Remember, Davis.
And maybe also for Hans, wondering if we, that is to make a friendly amendment to add after identify the QA, QC, and corroboration criteria, or some way we can corroborate this data to make sure that the water type modification data is the appropriate data to be using for this question. Could we do that too?
Well, Board Member Davies, as I stated before, the problem is that that's the major source of any data we might have unless somebody goes out and collects new data.
That would be my concern too. To have a adequate sample size of points with some validation that has gone into it. You know, we're relying on the current system in the FM break determination as being a way to validate the results, to have confidence in the results. That's why we leaned so much on those concurred points. But if there were other large data sets that were available, you know, really the point here is this is the starting point. The validation study is really going to be the right data to use. But that's the best data that the panel is aware of in existence to use for this initial exercise.
So are you saying that the validation study would then go out and collect a whole new set of data?
Yes. That is the intent of the validation study. And you know, to evaluate the effectiveness of the PHB criteria, when we go out and collect that data for the validation study, as we discussed at the last meeting, we could identify a different set of criteria. Or we would simply come up with the same criteria.
Okay. Yes. Don't assume that the validation study that is yet to be designed would have the same criteria as just using the existing data we have.
Okay, and the validation study would be reviewed, the criteria for the validation study would be reviewed by the science panel first.
Correct.
They're going to design
the study, and then the study is going to go through the our ISPR process, so it'll get an outside peer review before it comes back to the board. So it will be a peer-reviewed study prepared by the science panel for consideration of the
okay. Board Member Dunches first.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a few questions for the adaptive management administrator. I understand concurrences come in different flavors. It can be an active concurrence, can be a passive concurrence, maybe even involving an ID team. Based on some of the earlier comments of Board Member Davies about concerns about validation, I don't know if that data is already in the water type mod forms and could be also collected, and that may help answer some perhaps concerns about validation. So the question is, could that also be collected along with all the other criteria?
That's a really difficult one to sleuth out and separate. Because if there are not notes about the concurrence process that are included, That can mean everybody agreed and it was a no-brainer, right? So we may come to an erroneous conclusion about the validity of that point versus if we have one where we have all of the documentation and it comes up that that was in fact an absolute IB team consensus decision. So I don't know that we're gonna have the ability to sort those out, even though they both ultimately would have had the same outcome.
Okay, well, I don't wanna suggest anything that'll take more time or have to inject more indecision. And one last question. Chair Banath took out from the original motion to a time deadline. So, you know, you're free to take as much time as you want.
That wasn't my intent.
So my question is, when do you expect to be able to complete this?
So well, we had November 17 here.
I think...
let me clarify that. We expected to pull all the data together by the next board meeting. Not necessarily do the analysis, but pull all the data together.
Yeah, we couldn't prepare a report for the next board meeting. That is not in the realm.
I'm not suggesting.
What we discussed at the last meeting, and Board Member Nelson asked this question about the timing, he left out one caveat that I made at the time, which was, assuming we have access to the available data in real time, we could do it. And all of the hiccups and everything else, that was a push, what we were able to do. And that was that effort is not going to be repeated in the same amount of time, I guess, is my point. It's going to take longer than that effort with all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into bringing everything together in such a short, compressed timeline. So what I would suggest is that for Eastern Washington data, the panel will meet and talk about the selection criteria and how we get a random sample, a representative sample. So that'll be the first thing, and then we'll go through the criteria, document that, so it's really clear how those points are selected, and how we QA/QC the data itself when it goes into the database. So for Eastern Washington, by the next board meeting, I think that is doable to pull the data, but not to analyze the data and report on the data. That will not happen.
And so what I would suggest to board members, and I'd be happy to do a friendly amendment on the motion, that the AMPA and or the panel will report on progress collecting the Eastern Washington data and those areas of Western Washington we want to augment. Can you add that, Patricia, to the motion?
And?
Yes. And are you okay, my seconder?
Yes.
Can you please repeat?
AMPA and our panel will report to the board progress on collecting the data for Eastern Washington and those parts of Western Washington that need augmenting at the November meeting.
Did I get that right?
Yes, thank you. November 2017.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So is November 2017, is that the cutoff date for collecting data? So they're not going to accept any more data after that date? Or are we just going to they're just going to say, yeah, it's starting to come in and we're going to let it trickle in until January?
I would foresee that we would, that would be a check-in point to see what we were able to accomplish in the amount of time and the report to the board on the progress. And if we have an adequate sample size as determined by the power analysis that's going to be done by our biometrician, then we would see how close we were to meeting that target. And the report back to the board would be whether or not we were able to meet that target at the November board. If we have to continue to collect information, then that's what, that would be the recommendation that I would bring in November.
Any other questions? Okay, are we ready to take a vote? Okay, all in favor of motion number two? Do I need to read it again? Or have we done that? Patricia?
Read it.
Okay. All in favor of motion number two, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion passes. Let's go to motion number three. So because we weren't able to take the time and make sure the data that was provided to us in a random sample, that's what this motion is about, okay? Is just making sure, taking a smaller sample of Western Washington data and that's random, and just to verify that it does represent those areas that we didn't have data for. So that's the intent here. Any questions from the board? I so move. Motion three is right up there. Any second? Thank you, Board Member Davies. Any discussion? Oh, she's going to make me read it this time. I move the Forest Practices Board direct the AMPA to validate the original analyses that resulted in the recommendations, including the PHB report to the board. The AMPA will facilitate the gathering of random sample and approved Western Washington WTMFs and work with the science technical expert panel to analyze the data and compare the results to those of the original analyses. This work will be completed for inclusion with PHB recommendations to the board at the February 2018 meeting. Board Member Nelson.
Yeah, I have a comment and a question. What's the purpose of this?
This is, so you guys did a great job of providing us data, okay? Oh. However, ideally, if we had taken more time to set up QAQC criteria up front, we would have made sure it was a randomized sample. We don't have that. This is just to validate what you did represents those areas of the state that you did provide us data for, okay?
So this is a sample to see whether or not the data that we provided is valid.
Is representative.
Again, I find this offensive. Go ahead.
Board Member Sudeen.
So this is just a clarification, and I hope maybe this addresses your concern, and it's not being about a value judgment on the data. So my understanding of motion two is that from the beginning there's QAQC and it's going to be a randomized sample. So that will already be incorporated. And motion three just sort of backtracks and does the same thing. So it's just making sure that sort of both the new set of data that's going to be gathered and the original set of data that are going to be gathered are going to be treated by the same analytical procedures. So again, it has nothing to do with the quality of the data provided. It's just that the science panel didn't have time to do a QAQC. So it's not a comment on what you guys did or provided.
It's not just that I find it as offensive as a landowner. What you're saying is the science panel that was placed together, we're going to do oversight on them to see whether or not they did an adequate job. That's the way I read this. I don't think that's our role, frankly.
Miles, you want to address that question?
No. I can see both sides on this. It's a tough thing to know. What I would say is, the question might be about the, if you know, going back to the report, if you look at page 25, we collated a lot of data from different sources, and if all of those data would have been of the same quality, then we'd have an answer on the results. We'd say they're representative, but because they weren't, there are some places like the Northern Olympic Peninsula and the Central Puget Sound lowlands where we don't have representation on the west side. And so if we included those or a sample from those areas and pooled them together, I can see how we would, that would be a useful thing to do. I just want to point out something, and maybe I'm just a science geek on this, but the central limit theorem applies to a lot of these types of exercises where more data doesn't buy you much, and 1,500 points didn't change much from the 440 that we had. And so it would be difficult to find some magical data set that would change the answer, I guess. And so to think that would happen, I think is a little bit, it's foolish to think that would happen. If we wanted to just validate it by adding these other places to just bolster what we already have, I don't think that's a bad thing to do. But I would just be cautious about, you know, any kind of...
So are you suggesting that this motion is unnecessary?
What I'm saying is, if you don't like the answer, don't expect the answer to change based on the data. That's all.
Got it.
And to me, that's fine. You know, I don't think the point is to be looking for a different answer. The point is to make sure that there's confidence in the...
And the representation. Is that,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think that's valid, but yeah. I think when we talk about it, I can see why board member Nelson gets offended by that. I completely understand that, so let's just make sure that we...
Right, well, that's why I
approach
point.
It the right
this
way.
Is, I mean, the science panel needs to decide, since the data that was brought to us, we didn't have time to randomize it, and to, I mean, it is what it is. And so the question is, do we need to do a subsample to check all that to make sure it's represented? And if the scientist, lead scientist of the program tells me it's unnecessary, I take that down part.
I don't mean to say that it's unnecessary, but I just want you to go into it with eyes open about what it means. That's all.
I don't expect big changes. I personally don't. But I think that because we're going to randomize the other data we're going to collect, the question is, do we have to put the existing data through the same
lens? That is the cleanest way to do it, is to have the same method applied. Also recognize that there are so many points in here that you're going to be using a good number of these anyway, just because of the volume of points that we have. So,
okay.
It's a good scientific thing to pursue, and so I'm supportive of it, but I just want you to go into it with full awareness.
Thank you. Any other discussion from board members? Okay, board member Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, under your expert opinion as a scientist, is it time well spent with the amount of work that's involved with this?
It's an impossible, I can't give you an answer to that without looking at the data. But as a scientist, my perspective is that having a more representative sample is always a good thing. But again, it has to do with the volume of sites. And I've looked at the distribution of the data. There are low gradient streams in this, they're near zero. And there's high gradient all the way above 20%. And so would the distribution really change if I pooled across these ecoregions? It may change the bookends a little bit. I do think that in terms of best available science, that there is merit in doing it. But my hypothesis right now, and if I was making a wager, my wager would be that the results and the best fit of the Western Washington data aren't going to change. That would be my, but again, I see value in doing it. I don't mean to dismiss it.
Any other questions from board members? Thank you. Everybody in favor of motion 3, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
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 Okay, so we're going to have to raise hands. So let's do this again. Everybody in favor of motion 3, please raise your hand. Eight.